Blog Talk Radio.
And see, we are the Paige Harbor Show. There it is, my music. Not wanting to play.
Hello, this is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. Hello, this is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. Hello. 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 This is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. Find me online at krausmusic.com, that's KRAUSSMUSIC.com, or on Facebook at John Krause Music. And remember, as the late great Billy Shakespeare once said, if music be the food of love, play on.
Live from the clock and read my mind.
Hey, this is Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin and the Problem with Call. I'm a proud supporter of the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. And just a reminder, May the 18th, we'll be doing a 40th anniversary show at the Hart County Community Theater. Y'all come on out and watch the show.
Hi there. This is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
Hey y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
Coming in and out my life, I play your lady du jour. After 7 long years, thought you wanted more. Mama raised me better. I just knew we were right. Be with me, darling. Don't want no useless nights. Will you call, will you not? Are you busy making friends? Can't take it no more. On the road, not again. Can I have all of you? Even just till morning light. I don't know what I'm saying, but it sure feels right.
Show. It is Tuesday, May the 14th, 2019. Let's do announcements. June the 9th here in Athens, Georgia. We will be talking to Nashville recording artist Christy Isabel. That will be at Vegas Studio. If you haven't been on Facebook and liked the Facebook page of Vegas Studio, if you want to see our shows and not going to be able to attend that show, go over and like their Facebook page so you can get the notification when we go live. That'll be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So, yeah, and July the 7th at Vegas Studio, we'll have singer-songwriter Jody DeMarco will be joining us then. And I'm really excited about August the 4th. This last one, but that's it for now, will be country music artist Hunter Flanagan. That's going to be a great show. Y'all are not going to want to miss that one because we have a few surprises of our own. Going to be awesome. I might be in there doing some things too, so you never know what we'll pull out of yeah, it's going to be kind of cool. But let's give out our guest line number, 646-668-8941. And we are moving to a new network, 101.6 The Mix. And that's on 101.6TheMix.com. We're trying to get there. I'm not going to be over there until they have a chance to do my software and get things like that. But, we are excited. It's going to be more hours over there, and I think we're going to do a lot more things over there. Now, every night might not be an interview. We're going to try and put together some playlists that we can do over there, too. So be watching for all of that. Like I said, it's been something else trying to get everything moving. I think that's been a not a thorn in my side. It's all good, y'all. But,
yeah. I'll just be glad when I'm out from here. As you heard in the beginning, my music, y'all, this is the main part of my show, and not to have my music able to play is, wow, no. And it'll be a lot better over there, I promise. So without further ado, let's bring on my featured artist for tonight, and that is Miss Jazz singer Monique Sherelle Brown. Hey, Monique, and thank you so much for calling in. We are excited to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. I've been listening to you. Y'all, I know I have started walking and things, and I have my playlist with me, and I listen to y'all's music all the time, so it's not like I sit here and not do nothing, right? But it keeps me company, and I love having my music with me when I'm walking.
I'm so happy you enjoy it. Thank you so much. This is my first solo project, so the reception I'm getting from it is like amazing. Thank you so much for your support.
I sure did. Now, Monique, I think the way that we usually start things off on the show is I usually get my featured artist to tell our audience about themselves. So
okay.
I'm going to let you do that. Now, you can go back however far you like and just work your way up into your music. So it's all yours.
Okay, well, it's great. I always loved music since I was a kid. I told my mom I wanted to go to school for music, and she said, but girl, you can't sing. I wound up going to school for, like, communications and film and all that good stuff. And I wound up, of course, at the end of the day, fooling around with music again. And then, like, ultimately, like, recording some stuff. I started off in cabaret. I wound up being a backup singer in a country blues band for a little bit, and I wound up hooking up with, like, some really amazing musicians and recording what I feel is, like, some really cool music. I love music. I love singing. I love producing, and I mean, like, I've been pegged as a jazz artist, but, I mean, like, I feel like I'm multi-genre. I don't like labels on music. You know, it's just, like, whatever moves you, you know what I mean? Whatever the story is, and that's kind of where I am right now.
Well, did they even have a genre for that?
I don't know. It's, you know, I mean, like, I was kind of pegged as a jazz genre, and I mean, like, some of my songs can fall into that category. Some are a little bit different. You know, I mean, like for example, my song that's up for the award, 2019 LDM Award, "Wishing You the Best" is under the jazz blues category. It's, you know, like a bluesy, more like swampy roots type music. So it's really hard. And it's just like, you know, if you like certain types of music, I mean, like for me, it's like I'm never going to like sit there and say I'm not going to do a certain type of music because it doesn't fall into my genre. It's like if something's in your heart and you want to do it and you love it, just kind of do it.
Right, if something speaks to you, go for it, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's how I feel. And the reason why I say that is because, like, I'm an independent artist, and I've had, like, people come to me sitting there saying, well, you know, if you want to get signed to, like, you know, like a big, not indie label, because it's just like, well, what is your audience going to expect from you, or this, this, and that. It's like, well, music I love. And then they're like, well, you know, it's supposed to be a certain genre or something like that. And it's just like, no, it's not. It's just supposed to be from the heart. You know, it's about you. It's like you're not going to spend your time trying to make yourself into something you're not. Do the music because you love it. That's how I feel, at least.
Monique, I have never, I mean, I have thought about it like that before, but I have never really brought that up. We talk about genres a lot on the show just because I am indie as well, and so I play all music, right?
Yeah, thank you for that.
Right, you're welcome. But yeah, that tells me a lot. Though, in the big labels that want you to come under their label and want you to be in a one specific genre. And most indie artists are not. Now, I'd say some are and some are, maybe some are and some are not. I'll put it that way. But, yeah. You know? So.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, like, that's one thing, like, I kind of face. It's just, like, people are kind of tough on me. It's just, like, well, what are you? I'm doing what I like and doing what I love. I love music. If I feel like, like, my song, In and Out of Love, it was just, like, well, you know, I kind of wanted to be somewhat country-esque, and then, like, someone had said to me before, the song's so much bigger than country. I'm just like, but that's kind of, like, how I want it to be. I mean, like, you know, it could have the soulful things to it, whatever, and it was just, like, I wanted a lot of elements, and I just, for me, like, when people tell me I need to fall into a category, it's just, like, okay, if you want to put me in there, but I'm still going to do what I want to do, you know. It's like whatever speaks to you. Like you were saying, you're an indie artist yourself. It's just like you do it what you feel, what you love. You know, how can you, like, contain that, you know, as a musician?
That's right. That's right. And the indie artists, I think we outweigh the big major labels, all of us indie artists together. And I think I believe that the big labels will always be out there, but I think more and more that people are probably going to lean towards the indie music.
It allows more freedom. I mean, like, what I feel. It really allows more freedom, like, with your artistry.
No,
you know?
No really big overhead, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's you do what you want. I mean, like, for me, it's just like, like, I talk to people, like, a lot of different times and stuff, and, like, I talk to people at different levels. They're like, oh, you know, if you want to get signed to a big label, you have to do this, you have to have that look, and this, this, and that. And it's just like, well, I'm not really interested in that. I just want to make some music that I like doing. I just want to be me, and I just want to, like, connect with people, like, on a level where I'm real, not just because you feel that I'm supposed to be this way, you know?
Right.
I mean, like, I feel like I have, like, 2-3 different genres on my, like, little 4-song EP. And, you know, I'm quite happy with it. I mean, I've been kind of doing okay. You know, it's just like, but it's about like what you feel inside and what you love.
And so it can be done. It is a lot of hard work, but it can be done. Right?
Yes.
But,
absolutely, absolutely. I mean, like, I think as long as your heart's in there, then you're good to go.
Now, granted, going into a studio and things like that, though, that might be a totally different thing, but that still doesn't have anything with labels. That's still, you know, up in the air. But, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, for me, like, for my solo project, it was, like, hard, a lot of hard work. Big ups to you, Hugh Poole, Lee Evans, for all your work. Hugh Poole did all my musical instrumental recordings. Lee Evans did all my vocals, mixing and mastering. So thank you guys for everything. You know, all the wonderful musicians that worked with me as well. But, yeah, going to the studio is a whole different thing because you have an idea for something, and to actually bring it to life, it's a whole different ball game. But it's just like, you know, again, if you love something and, you know, you really just, like, feel passionate about it, you move forward with it. I mean, like, for me, like, you know, I don't play any instruments, so I've had people come to me with, like, you know, very, like, basic instrumentals, and I produced everything myself. And, you know, it's just like, you know, if you really like something, you're passionate about it, you make it work. You like, bring it to that next level, I feel, anyway.
And look at it. I mean, your EP is nominated for a 2019 award. Hello.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's nominated for 2019. Wishing you the best. Yay! very excited about that. Also, 2020 award as well for In and Out of Love. I'm really, really excited about it. Wishing You the Best is like a really close song to my heart. And, you know, I mean, basically, for me, that song is just about anybody who's been burned, like, who believed in someone who just completely took advantage of them. You probably can relate to this song.
I
have no fury like a woman scorned. And so Wishing You the Best is just basically about believing in somebody who wound up not being the good person you thought they were. And that's basically me calling him out on it. We won't see who that person is. But
awesome.
If you look into the history, you'll know. But
Well, we have that, Monique. Why don't we play that and you hold on the line and we'll come right back.
All right, sounds good to me. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. So we'll come right back, y'all.
We fall apart. Wish
are listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Our guest line number is 646-668-8941. Let's give a shout out to Phil Kranz. He is host of the Black Dog Morning Show on WAAK 947 FM. He's a good buddy of ours. And so, yeah, y'all, that's the way we work. We support each other, and I think that's about what indie is too, is supporting each other out there. And, you know, I have really pulled in my, my fan base, I guess, and y'all have really showed out there, and we appreciate everybody that's sharing our music and listening to the music, and, yeah. But tonight, I have been talking to, I say jazz singer Monique Sherelle Brown. It's just really interesting in knowing how indie artists work. With her new debut EP being Life After the Blues. Monique, do you want to talk about that EP and how it came together and how this project went for you?
Sure. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, like, for me, I again, my history started. I was in cabaret. I spent a little bit of time in a country blues band, and I wound up solo. And while I don't play any instruments, people have kind of sent me stuff, music and things, and they're I mean, like, very basic, like, you know, instrumentals, whatever. And there were a couple of things that kind of stuck to me that I wound up producing. I mean, like, the four songs that wound up being on an EP, Wishing You the Best, In and Out of Love, Quarter Past, and Useless Nights, which actually was the first one. It's something. It's quite interesting because, like, you know, there, like, again, there are different genres of music, but all of which I love so much. You know, I just want to make good music, and these things came about, and it's just like, okay, it's the perfect opportunity, and, like, I have this person. I mean, you know, I had some really, really, really amazing guitarists on the tunes that I did. Useless Nights, Corey Gypsy Simpson, did Useless Nights, which was my first record. It's like the one that broke me in. And he was also on Quarter Past, which is the jazz tune. And he is also on In and Out of Love as the second guitarist. And it's just when I had some amazing opportunities, and I seized the moment, and they wound up being different genres, and I'm really happy with the outcome.
Now, when you start on a project, now, obviously you had your songs ready, and did you go with an EP first and then work on your songs? You know, I guess singer-songwriters out there, they have different ways that they do things, you know?
Well, I mean, for me, I mean, like, it was a couple of different ways that things happened. I mean, like, for Useless Nights, I was chatting with someone, Carson, if you're listening, I love you, a friend of mine. I was just like, oh, I want to do some music. We're just, like, talking on Facebook, and he sent me some chords after I sent him some lyrics, and we went back and forth a bit. And at the end of the day, we wound up coming up with Useless Nights. When I went in the studio, the guitarist actually was Gypsy, who went in with me and put his own flavor on it, as I would say. I think that turned out pretty okay. Wishing You the Best. I wound up meeting somebody on this internet thing where, like, he sent me, like, a musical demo of a guitar melody and a drum beat. And I loved it, and somebody pissed me off, and I wound up writing lyrics and singing to it. And I wound up going into the studio and producing it and turning it into something, making it evolve.
Wow.
Quarter past, I was having a conversation with someone on Facebook, and I wound up chatting with someone on a train about the conversation I had, who was interested, who was a really great pianist. And we wound up working on some things, and we had some creative differences, and I wound up doing a version with some other folks, and I think it turned out really well. And, I mean, like, you know, it's just like things kind of come at you. It's not like it's one particular formula, I guess. You know, it's just whatever's in your heart. It's just like, oh, man, I hear this. I kind of like this. Maybe I could develop that. You know, I mean, like, things come to you at infancy stages.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I mean, like, I wish I could sit there and say, oh, yeah, this is that. It's going to work every time or whatever. But that's not mm-hmm. how it happens for me. And that's, you know, part of it is, like, it's not the same genre. It's just like, I like this. I like that. You know, and I'm not going to not
right.
do it because it doesn't fit into a mold of what people feel that I should be. That makes any kind
and
of sense.
Cool. It does. Well, and that's pretty cool, too, that you do that like that. And I think some of the singer-songwriters, that's how they do things, is they put it into what they feel, I guess, it's going to fit their project, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, but it's what is close to your heart. I mean, like, at the mm-hmm. end of the day, everybody's going to have something to say about you, whether it's good or bad or whatever. Everybody's going to have something to say. But, I mean, like, I mean, for me, the reason why I do it is because I love music, you know, and I love, mm-hmm. like, singing. And I love producing, and I mean, like, that's pretty much it. But it's just like you do it because you love it. It's like everybody is going to have something to say. They'll do thumbs up, thumbs down, or whatever. But you can't stop it because somebody sits there and doesn't agree with what you're doing. You cannot
right.
let that stop you at all.
And I don't
I mean,
think...
like, I sit there and, like, look on YouTube. Oh, my God, for real.
Right.
I look on YouTube, and I sit there and see people like Aretha Franklin and Prince, and I'm seeing, like, thumbs down. And I'm like, these are brilliant artists. Are you freaking kidding me?
But they're
you cannot
on the major
let that stop
label.
You.
But, right? And that shows you
yeah.
what the major labels do.
My point is like you're not gonna make people happy regardless. You have to make yourself happy.
That's true. But you know, I wonder in the end, were they happy? Something.
Well,
yes.
I mean, like I can't speak for them, but I can speak for their music,
oh.
and I mean, for me, their music makes me happy.
Right. Wow. Yeah. But now, do you have any regular venues that you're singing in?
Right now, no. I've been looking for a guitarist for quite some time. I'm meeting up with someone soon. I'm looking to start a new band for live performances. I'm actually also looking to go back in the studio. I've got some things that are, like, sizzling, and I'm I'm waiting to really cook them with the right people.
Okay.
So right now I'm just like looking for the right players in the game to like produce some new music. You may see me here and there for a couple of things, but I don't have anything set in stone at the moment.
Awesome. Well, we have really been enjoying your music. Like I said, I have my playlist with me when I'm walking in the morning, so it gets me moving.
Thank you so much. I'm like, it helps my heart so much to
awesome.
Hear somebody that actually enjoys like something I put my complete heart into. So thank you so much. I'm so happy you enjoy it.
You're welcome. Well, and that too is one of the things that on the Paige Roberts Show, y'all, that we really get into is talking about how the songs came together and how y'all come up with your music and things like that. So, and to me, that too is what the indie artist, is about. I just like hearing from y'all, you know, and I've been saying this all week too, that and how y'all do things, you know, that that's what it's all about. But yeah,
absolutely.
Mhm. So. Mhm. Right, you go ahead. You gonna hear another song coming out. And she'll be the one to do it. I don't want to sit here and say but is that what the singer songwriters do? We have stuff inside our heads all the time, so we gotta let it out some way.
absolutely.
right. Wow. But I write things down all the time. I've got a couple of songs I've written. I just haven't had a chance to get in here and really. But now I need a folk is what this song is. So, and when I was writing it, a girl that I interviewed a few months ago, her voice popped in my head when I was writing that song. I'm like, So like that is how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts from somewhere. It's like, you're inspired by something or someone.
Yeah, it is. Now, have you been outside of New York City? Have you done any kind of touring or anything like that yet?
Not as a solo artist, no.
That'll be next, right?
That will be next. There are some things. I've got a couple of offers. I just need to find the right band members to go live with at this point. So if you know anybody that might take my music, send them my way.
But Monique, if you have a studio or things like that, I mean, sometimes people go in those studios. And I know a lot of my singer-songwriters, they use their live stream. And you
it's great. I need, I'm looking for people that might be able to tour. I got some offers for some things. And I'm looking for the right mix of people to tour with.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, there again, that's what we like to help out on this show too, that if people like yourself that need help with anything that we can put out there and help you out with, that's what we do. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
Very
that.
Cool. You're welcome. we are also a label. We are EPR Management Group, but we do mainly promotions. Y'all, I don't like booking. I'll do booking, but I just don't like it. I haven't done it, but and I will do it. But anyway. But well, what is next for you, Monique?
What is next for me? I'm going to shoot another music video for my song In Another Love. Looking forward to that. And there are a couple of collaborations I'm looking into. And I'm looking to have a new single by early fall. I want to go into the studio soon, budget permitted, and do a full album. But for now, I'm going to do a video for In and Out of Love, and I'm going to knock out another single for early fall.
Well, when you get into doing all of your music for that, you'll have to come back on and we can debut it on the Paige Roberts Show.
That would be wonderful. That would be lovely. So lovely.
So, yeah, if you need us for anything like that, y'all know where we're at, right? But, hey, yeah, like I said, we are moving off of this network onto another network, 106.1 The Mix. So I'm hoping by the weekend. Awesome, right? I'm hoping by the weekend. So it's all in getting together with people and pinning people down and getting it done. Y'all know how that is. So.
I understand that.
Well, in between shows and like that, see, most people work normal. Is there such a thing as normal hours anymore? Right?
Exactly.
But this is a new radio station that is bringing in new people on their network. So be sure and check it out there on Facebook. I did share the link, but we are really excited to get in here and just get things over and going. I'm so ready. So y'all keep your fingers crossed. And if you believe in prayer, that don't ever hurt. So and be praying too. But yeah. But
it'll
Monique,
be wonderful.
It will.
106.1.
I know, right? But like I said, this pinning people down. I'm not too big on, you know, in making somebody do something, but I will say I'm kind of impatient. But anyway, it might be a woman thing, right?
It's always a woman thing. No question. It's always a woman thing.
Yeah, everything is a woman thing. It always gets pushed on us. But that's all right. It's all good. We're out here doing things and making things happen. And we, like I said, we just appreciate all the indie artists out there. And even if you're not indie artists and you're out there helping us, we do appreciate it. Yeah. But I know we have, what have we not played? We played, and what did Ruth? I know Ruth is a big help. She gets all my stuff together. I think I would be lost totally without.
Always great to have support.
Yes, ma'am, it sure is. We have Quarter Past. Do you want to talk about that song?
Quarter Past, actually, it came together beginning with a Facebook conversation. A friend of mine was talking about a relationship, and I wound up writing lyrics, and I wound up having conversations with pianists, and I wound up making a song out of it. I like the song. I really love that song. It's just like, I was like, oh, this is cool. what if we had this? What if we had that? This, this, and that. And it's just like, Gypsy, big shout out to you. Because the beginning of the song, the end of the song, he was like, let's make it something that people could recognize. So we did like the Fever flavor at the beginning and the end of it. And then we like actually went into the song. You know, that is like, if you want to peg me as a jazz person, that's the song you peg me as a jazz person on. You know, but basically it's a song about, you know, a woman who was in a relationship, a toxic relationship, and like a lot of my songs, a toxic relationship, and she refuses to play victim, and she's just saying goodbye.
Awesome. So, see y'all. Oh, we didn't do In and Out of Love yet, have we? No, we haven't.
No.
We'll do that going out. I know we only have a few minutes left, but
okay.
Yeah, we're excited that you have come on and talked to us, Monique, and we'll be watching. Why don't you let people out there know where they can find your EP at and all of your social media sites and things like that?
Okay. Well, on Facebook, you can find me at Monique Sherelle Brown. On Instagram, you can find me at Monique Sherelle Brown as well. And I'm saying Monique Sherelle Brown as if you guys would actually know how to spell that. It's Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, Sherelle, S-H-E-R-R-E-L-L, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. So, find Monique Sherelle Brown on Facebook, Monique Sherelle Brown on Instagram, and Sherelle 001 on Twitter.
Awesome. Y'all, I have all those accounts. I guess they run their shows over there, don't they? I haven't been over to my Twitter account in a while. I have so many other music sites, it's unreal. But I do try.
I
to
know. It's like that. It's social media is crazy. Oh my God, I didn't say. And my website that severely needs to be updated, MoniqueSherelleBrown.com. There you go.
Oh my gosh. Yes, but and that's one of the things I need to go and do too. Like, all right.
Time passes by so fast.
But I do. I need to get my stuff busy, and I need to do that too. I got so much I got to do, y'all. But we would like for you to come on again. And I know the next time we will be on our new network. So we are excited. We can get it done. So.
Congratulations again, network.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Now, y'all, tomorrow night we're going to have singer-songwriter Ron Speaks on with us. Every once in a while, we do something wild, and we have a co-host, right? And Ron has been a co-host before on the Paige Roberts Show. And, I just try to bring people together like that, where they can have something else outside of writing songs or doing their singing. It's something different and something fun. So if you want to do a co-host sometimes, just reach out to us on Facebook at The Paige Roberts Show or email us at intercomradio@gmail.com. So, yeah.
We try
to have fun, Monique. Yeah.
What's about?
Sometimes we do have a serious side, but then again, we don't.
Nice have both.
Right? Yes. So y'all be sure and look up Monique's music out there. And I have a Reverb Nation, too, that I try to keep my playlist on. And it's on our website, too, at thepaigerobertshow.com. So that's what I'll be listening to in the mornings when I'm walking. I go to the website and pull up my playlist. So, well, let's go out of here with Monique's last two songs.
Quarter Past and In and Out of Love. And I'm really appreciating and I love your music, Monique. And I want to thank you again for coming on tonight and talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it so much.
So, yeah, y'all, we'll be back here tomorrow night, same time, same place, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Daylight Time, wherever you might be. We may be here on Block Talk Radio or we may be on the other network. Just see how things go. So, yeah, we're out of here, and thank you again, Monique.
Thank you.
And bye, y'all. Let me find your song. All right. Here we go.
Tell me that you really care. Why?
on the world. Don't bother, I can just buy, baby, buy everything you want. So ready outside, I'll say it loud so the message is clear. Goodbye, my love, get the hell out of here. I'll say it again so the message rings in. Don't need you to see you. Over here's where I stand. Not gonna apologize for the woman I am. Been living life so long, you should understand. Love don't work when you got the wrong man. Don't bother back and just buy, baby, buy. If you didn't hear before, your ship's outside. I'll stay in line so the message is clear. Get the hell out of here. I'll say it again so the message sinks in. Don't need you to see you for the past, never again. Never again.
Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Page Robert Show on Intercom Radio Network.